Okay, would you, shall we do your next case while you're up here?
Yes.
Okay, great. That would be number 22-529.
I'm sorry, what case are we doing?
529.
529.
Number nine, yes.
Yeah, it's number nine.
I believe it's off.
Good morning.
Morning.
Again. Again, for the record, please state your name, the name of your witness, please.
Yes, Lieutenant Douglas Sobe for the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, here with Trooper Jenny from the county.
Okay.
Spell your name, please, I'm sorry.
J-E-N-N-E-Y.
The appellant is present. You have to give your name. Okay. Well, you may proceed with an opening statement.
Thank you. This is another suitability case in which the appellant discharged 5 to 6 rounds, so we have kind of a similar record from our last one here, on the property while intoxicated. He had a conviction for carrying while intoxicated. During this incident, appellant's wife was hiding in the house in fear of her life. She called us on 911 and was instructed to flee the residence after he moved out of the way. It seemed that it was a regular occurrence for the appellant to become intoxicated, but it was not a regular occurrence for him to discharge a weapon in this manner. The record today will show that he is not suitable to possess a permit. Thank you.
You can make a brief opening statement as well. Again, just a few sentences about what you intend to show generally.
I'm sorry to waste the state's time and money. My wife was not fearing for her life at all. This wasn't a domestic thing. I had just gotten my permit a few months before, and I just wanted to try the gun on my own property. My wife came home from work, went in, took a shower, did her own thing. This was not a domestic thing whatsoever. She just heard the shots when she was like 9 years old in Brooklyn. She had a stepfather that had held a gun to all the kids, her family, on the couch. So she has PTSD about guns. It was a bad judgment on my point. I had been waiting to use the gun. I had gone to Hoffman's. There's such a waiting. I was trying to join a gun range.
Okay, you can,
this is all wrong.
Okay, you can get into more detail when it's your turn. This is just a brief opening statement, and I think you've explained pretty much what your testimony
is. I got pictures of where I shot, too, and people shoot around me on my property.
We'll get to your case. Don't worry. Okay. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Go ahead.
I'd like to call Trooper Jenny. Trooper Jenny, can you describe what happened this day, September 23rd, 2021?
We received a call from the complainant stating that the appellant was in the driveway shooting his long gun in the air. She stated that he was intoxicated. She locked the basement door and the slider, which she does when he drinks. She also locked the slider door and took a shower. At one point, he tried to make entry into the house. He tried the slider door but couldn't get in, somehow got into the basement slider. She was on the phone with dispatch, and they told her to walk down the road west on 66. We arrived, I was on the other side of the house, but the troopers closer to him gave him verbal commands. He was compliant. I took a statement from the complainant, which is what I stated earlier. And the appellant stated that he received a new gun and he wanted to try it out. We shot 5 or 6 rounds. He thought it was okay because he was on his property.
Can you rewind a little bit towards the appellant's wife's general attitude here? So her statement indicated that she took a shower, locked the door, so possibly a normal occurrence that the appellant was intoxicated for. Was
yes.
That your impression?
Yes.
And then after rounds began to get fired, she became more scared.
Yep.
Correct.
And that's when she called.
And she called. And then in her statement, she describes she went out the front door and ran down the stairs. In your training experience, does somebody run down the stairs and out of a house if they are not in fear of their life or otherwise afraid?
When they're afraid.
When they are afraid. Thank you. You did perform an arrest here. Did you seize weapons as well?
Yes, we did.
Can you go through the weapons you seized?
Cattail Pet 12GA 3 chamber shot, a Beretta 9mm with two mags, 250 round 9mm laser ammunition, two boxes of Winchester 12 gauge ammunition, one Rio buckshot 27P and four buckshot 12 gauge ammunition, six Winchester 12 gauge ammunition, and a Cattail Pet 12GA 3 chamber shot.
Thank you. And he was, just for the record, intoxicated during this entire event?
Yes.
Can you describe the area in which he was discharging the rounds?
The driveway, but he was shooting uphill into the woods.
Uphill into the woods?
Yes.
It was a long time ago. Did it appear that he was shooting into an elevated berm of some sort, or like the hill itself?
The hill. And then there's like a woodland.
Is this a residential area?
There was a house on the right. I'm not sure about the left side.
But these are woods behind the houses?
Yeah.
Presumably people could walk in these woods?
Yes.
Okay. No. No?
No.
Okay.
I got pictures.
Hold it, sir. No, your turn's coming.
No further questions, actually.
Okay. Now you can ask any questions you have of the witness. Do you have any questions for her?
I don't believe my wife left the house. She locks the door when she takes a shower. I don't recall her leaving the house because some officer came in the house and took...
What is your question?
It has to be a question to her.
Took the 9mm. The story's false. So...
But do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. We're coming. It's coming. Okay. Does the board have any questions of the witness? Go ahead.
No. He was charged with carrying a firearm while intoxicated?
Yes.
And that was a conviction?
Yes.
Okay. So the issue of whether he had a firearm while intoxicated is not at issue here, right? According to the court, anyway. All right. Thank you.
It didn't look like you were the processing officer, but do you know, was either field sobriety test done or was a breathalyzer or blood done?
They were not.
Okay.
Thank you. You have the question from the board. Okay, now it's your turn. You can tell us what you want us to know.
Okay. Like I said, I wanted to try out the new gun. Bad decision. I had been trying to get into a gun club or go to Hoffman's. I wanted to try out my shotgun. I also had a 9mm with two boxes of shells. I had a shotgun with buckshot and birdshot. I was smart enough. I was just shooting out my rhododendron bush with birdshot. If I wanted to do something, why would I pick birdshot when I had all that other stuff? This 9mm's never even been shot. Buckshot's never been shot. Yeah, it was a bad decision. It's my yard. People shoot all around me. And as far as they didn't do a breathalyzer or a test, I think I had the beer after I shot. I had no gun when they came. There was like an hour they came after my wife called. If my wife wasn't sick, she would have come today and told the truth. It was just me being childish, wanting to try my new gun. And I just got anxious till I thought I could shoot on my own property, personally, because people shoot all around me. I got pictures of where I shot.
Had you shot there before?
Never. Okay. No, I only got the permit like a few months before. It's the first time. It was a shotgun. I could have shot buckshot. I could have shot a 9mm. No, I was smart enough to just, it was just some bird shot.
Yeah. Well, how long had you had those other guns?
Just a few months.
Okay, so you got all these guns recently?
Yeah, after the permit. I got the permit that summer. This was in September.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd like us to
know? I don't know. You want to see the picture of where I live?
You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen them, but I have no objection to him showing the board.
Okay.
Okay.
Take your time.
Okay.
That's the bush I was shooting at. What?
Oh, no, I have these problems too.
There's the bush I was shooting at. That's my backyard. There's just vacant. It goes up. Nothing but trees. There's no houses, no nothing. I think it's like 100 acres back there. Just that, and there's just rocks and cut down trees and stuff. That's my yard. Yard. That's what I shot at. And that's approximately what happened.
You'd like to see that?
Well, no, I believe the issue of firing into the berm and everything is pretty well.
Okay.
Is testified to by the issue authority. There seems to be no conflict there.
Yes.
There was no domestic
and we can't
whatsoever.
Add that to evidence anyway without a document.
And they overreacted. It was like a SWAT team. Could have been a verbal warning. I watch the shows up north, Northwoods Law and stuff. They got guys shooting deer out of cars and from the street.
Okay, how close is your nearest neighbor?
My nearest neighbor, I got no neighbor on the left, and the other one 7,500 feet on the right.
Okay. And you said you've heard shots in the area before?
All the time.
From
not next door, three houses over, across the street, and somewhere way in back. And I've called, and they said, one of them's in Coventry. I guess that's not your jurisdiction. That's what they said. But they didn't do nothing to them.
Anything else?
It was a bad decision, but there was no harm meant. And if I had my wife here, she'd be the first one to say, it was nothing domestic at all. She just went in, did her thing. It was before dark. I took ever how many shots, they say six. And like I said, it was bird shot. I could have used buckshot,
right.
Or I could have used a 9mm.
We've got you that, okay.
And it's my property, 19 years I own that house.
Okay.
You see the...
Okay.
No.
All right, thank you. Questions for the appellant?
Thank you. Sir, if your wife was totally fine with this going on, why would she have picked up the phone and called us that day?
I told you because she grew up in the Bronx when she was 9 years old, had a stepfather, lined up the kids on the count and the mother and stuck a gun to their head. Yes, she fears guns, but she wasn't fearing me. It was just it's a paranoia she has. Gunshots.
Do you think maybe she was worried about you and maybe you're not taking her full view of the situation into account here?
I wish she could have came today. I'm sure she was worried. She didn't even know what I was doing. She don't even know what a shotgun is versus a handgun versus birdshot versus buckshot.
And you're denying that she fled the house that day?
I don't believe she fled the house because the other officer came up. I had the 9mm locked up in a safe. So she let him in there. She gave him that because they took that. That wasn't even part of it, but they took all, that was the only other gun I owned.
Has anybody ever had occasion to walk behind your house on the property there? I know the area. This is Route 66, right?
Yep.
So up that way, there is a lot of...
I'm not going to say never, but I never see no one because I own so much of the property. And the other guy that owns 88 acres back there, yes, when there was logging, there wasn't logging. This was right before dark. They weren't doing... There's nothing back there.
Okay. So it was getting dark when you were shooting it.
It was right. It was before dark. It was September, say 7:30, so it's still light then.
Mm-hmm. Do you still drink? Do you drink from time to time? Or
I drink beer sometimes in my garage. When they came, I was working on my car.
Mm-hmm.
The gun, there was no gun when they came. Then they came, one guy tackled me. I mean, I have no record, now I do. It was called illegal discharge.
Were you holding the weapon when the troopers arrived on scene?
No way. That was an hour later. The gun was sitting in, I think, on top of my car, in my garage. Yeah.
Okay. No further questions.
Questions by the board?
So, sir, your wife said you had been consuming alcohol for most of the day in her statement to the state police.
My wife was working at the hospital all day. I had been doing things that day. There was no way I was drinking all day. I never, ever drink and drive because I have two older classic cars. I have a Harley. My license is everything to me. I was out doing stuff that day. She didn't get home till like 7:30, and I got home at like 5:30.
Well, she said, and this is her statement, I told him to leave me alone because I knew he was drunk. That's her statement to the police.
I didn't have words with her.
All right. She's not saying you argued, but she just said you were under the influence.
This is no way any kind of domestic.
And not claiming it's a domestic, they're claiming you were under the influence. And the state police got the call at about 5 minutes to 9 p.m. So at that time of year, it is pretty dark.
And I shot earlier than that.
That's when she called, when she heard the shots.
Well, she did her shower, did all her things.
And you said you don't drink and drive, but you do have a previous DWI.
Yeah, but that was 20 years ago, more.
Okay. And the conviction in our...
That's why I don't.
Okay.
That's why I don't.
Yeah. And the conviction was for... It wasn't for illegal discharge. It was for possession of a firearm while under the influence. That's what the conviction on our
records are for. Roxel Falk called it illegal discharge.
That may have been one of the charges, but the conviction's for... possession of a firearm under the influence, which you pled either guilty or found guilty of, from what our records show.
I thought it was illegal discharge under intoxication.
Well, okay, so you were convicted of having a firearm under the influence.
Yes, that was the final charge. I had a $200 fine. That was it. Now I have that record, which makes me sick, because I have no other record.
I have no.
Did you plead guilty to that?
Yeah, I had a lawyer. Yeah, I did what he said.
Okay. Questions? Anybody?
No.
Okay. Do you know why a breathalyzer was not performed when your colleagues and yourself arrived at the scene?
I do not.
I guess I don't understand how someone can be convicted of being intoxicated without any documentation of intoxication.
Well, if it was charged and before a judge and he pleaded guilty to it, I guess there must have been some evidence that induced him or his lawyer to say, plead guilty. Well, he's admitting that that's what he did.
Well, that's because that's what they wrote down. That was the charges. And we didn't want to go to trial.
Anything else? Okay, we've heard, I think, what your position is quite strongly, but you're entitled to make a closing statement if you'd like.
I'm very sorry for wasting your time,
not wasting
the state's time, taxpayers' time, but this is my stupidity. I should have waited till I got to a gun club. But I had heard other people shooting, so I figured it was all right. And I was very safe about it, thought about it. You saw the bullets, the weapons I had to choose from. I took a shotgun with birdshot. You know, birdshot just scatters. Shot at my rhododendron bush. There's no one back there, nothing but trees and rocks. A bad decision, But I don't think it should have been brought to this.
Just one, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, please.
How long had you had your permit when this occurred?
Like I said, a few months.
So only a couple of months?
Yes.
Okay,
this
thank
is
you.
The first time using a weapon, gun,
yeah, that's it.
With
I was just curious
permit.
On how long you had your permit. That's all. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay, wait, and that jogged my memory on something I meant to ask. Did you deliberately pick that time to shoot because your wife wasn't there? Or did you pick that time to shoot just because I wanted to shoot, and if she's scared of guns, that's her problem?
Because, like I said, I was doing stuff during the day. I had no reason for picking that time. That's just the time it happened.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
no.
And you knew that she was afraid of guns?
I knew she didn't like them, but she was in the house. I was outside.
Did you tell her in advance you were going to make some noise out there?
No, I didn't, and that's my mistake. And the discussion between me and her is that if I had told her, she would have never called. That was my mistake.
Okay.
And she told me that. She would have never called if I told her what I was doing and told her about birdshot.
Okay, thank you. Okay, closing statement.
Thank you. So the appellant, by his own words today, has shown he's not suitable to have this permit. He used the word childish in his testimony, and I think that he felt childish that day. He was eager to go shoot. He got a new gun. It was a new thing that he could go try out, and he was intoxicated at the time. And I think that shows a great deal of impulse control issues that is part of our suitability matrix that we consider when we are trying to determine suitability on balance. So I would suggest the appellant would need to do a lot more work on impulse control and other things, and not terrorize his wife in the process while he's shooting this weapon. I would like to note, just to make sure the record is clear in everybody's mind, that I used the word berm. I think we saw today that the appellant testified he was shooting at a rhododendron bush, that's correct. That was in my question, berm. I don't think there was a berm.
There's a lot of berms behind it. He saw the picture.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to correct the record on that. Nothing further, thank you.
Comments by the board?
Well, just this, this wasn't a self-initiated case by the state police. They were called by the appellant's wife. She's the reason that the state police responded. She identified him as being drunk. From her statement that we have in our files, she did leave the house. She went up the road away from the incident. This is not a case in which it is a long time permit holder that had a one time incident. This is a very short time permit holder. He chose a residential area or whatever, maybe it wasn't residential, more of a suburban area, but it's 8:25 at night, which does call into the question on, that is a strange time if he wasn't under the influence to take the blow up the road at Edward Bush. That's just how I look at that.
Any other comments?
Oh, so my house has floodlights all over the place.
We've heard it. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, I guess we go to a vote then. Okay. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue an authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issue an authority.
Colonel Overture.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
And I vote for the issuing authority. Unanimous. The record, because we're on the record, but I think if you wait a while, reapply at some point down the road, get this behind you, so to speak, and then come back and apply for a permit. I don't know whether they'll be favorably disposed to grant you a permit in the future, but right now, I think there has to be some consequence for the action here. As you said, it was a bad decision.
They gave me my guns back.
Right.
What I do with them?
Right. Well, you have them, but you can't carry a gun under the terms of the concealed weapons statute. This is a firearms permit review board.
So you can't use the guns.
Well, you can't take them anywhere, let's put it that way. Okay. And you can't shoot on your property because we know that's not a good thing.
How long before I can appeal this again, and who do I call?
It's at least a year, 12 months. And you'd have to go through the process.
He could appeal.
He could appeal.
He could appeal the decision to the Superior Court.
But
this decision.
It's up to you. That requires getting a lawyer and all that. So. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.